This is Chuck Chat Freestyle for Friday, August 21st, 2015. Dog Days of Podcasting, Season 4, Episode 18. I can talk like a normal human being again. I am officially done with the 48 hours of wearing that stent. The plastic thing is out of my mouth. And I'm feeling pretty good about it. It feels like there's a little tender spot on the palate right now. So it's almost like it got sunburned or something. Which is possible in Phoenix. You can sunburn the inside of your mouth. I'm convinced of it. Anyway, I will probably continue to wear it at night just so nothing happens and nothing crazy goes on. It was getting kind of gross because I would eat and I couldn't brush my teeth. But all I could do is rinse with this antiseptic rinse, and you can't go, you know, like you normally would swish things around to get it in and out of your teeth, because that means I would be flexing my lips and gums and possibly tearing the stitches. Don't want any of that. So, feels good to feel my teeth again instead of that plastic that was running all over them. Hey, I was looking at some pictures that go by on my Apple TV from the photo collection I've been making that includes, about 25, 28 years worth of stuff of Donna's and my relationship and our kids and our family, and I came across one from 2006 where we signed our timeshare papers. I don't know who took this picture. It might have been Lisa. We're sitting there in Scottsdale at the Westin. You know, they brought us out here in 2006 to show us around, give us one of those quote-unquote free vacations to sell us a timeshare. And we bought it. And then we vacationed here a number of times. And it was one of those pictures that goes by and says, you know, that's a pretty pivotal moment in our life. What if we hadn't signed? Would we have vacationed in Phoenix again, or more, or less? Would we have spent more time with Lori and Mike? Would we have purchased this house? Because that was all done. Now, granted, there were other factors involved. What if I hadn't started podcasting? Then I wouldn't have met these people, and it would have just been a Phoenix vacation a couple of times, or whatever it turned out to be. So it's kind of fun to look at those moments, especially in light of looking at the TV shows like Continuum, where it's a time paradox thing and somebody's going back in history. If you don't do the right steps, you won't lead to the same course of action. And did you change history because you already veered from that timeline? And it's kind of fun to put those little pins on the map or on the route of where you've been in life to say that was a turning point or that was a decision point. And that was kind of fun. There's a few that go by like that. And that one of us signing those papers at the Westin was, I'm not sure why we'd take a picture of signing papers, but in retrospect, it's kind of a profound moment. There's just little things like that. And let me know if you think of things like that when you see pictures. Do you see things go by and say, that's a meaningful moment? And that was just one of them. There are several others that I can look at and name as well. Okay, topic for today is the TV show House of Cards on Netflix. This is a series. They finished up season 3 earlier this year. I think it ran February through May. I want to say there were 10 or 13 episodes. Very good series. If you haven't watched it, I highly, highly recommend it. At first, it comes out like, oh my, we're just watching a political show. No, Kevin Spacey does a wonderful job. He breaks down that wall and talks to the camera periodically. So you feel like you're part of that world. And it the season 1 and 2 kind of track his progression, his growth. He's really a conniving, crappy politician. But season 3 really takes a turn on things. I'm not going to throw any spoilers at you. At least I'll try not to accidentally. But a really good show. My whole family's on it, and we've got very, very, very different tastes in television. But everybody can agree that House of Cards is a wonderful show. Well-written, great acting, good cinematography, I don't know what else to say about it. I'm giving this one a 10 because it's one of those, as soon as it comes out, it's one of those Netflix where they release the whole season all at once. So you sit down and you can either mainline it or you tell people to shut up and don't bother you for 2 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever it'll take to get to you. No, don't talk to me. I forgot to. Now, I understand that Netflix is possibly changing that, where they will release their series in bits and pieces. Top of my mouth is getting a little sensitive. I didn't realize how often. It's not until you get a sensitive spot, like a sore finger or a toe or something, you realize, boy, I really need that every day and don't really appreciate it. Yeah, that spot on the roof of my mouth is really getting slashed by my tongue right now. Maybe I should slow down or go put the plastic retainer thing back in my mouth. But I'm giving this a solid 10, and that is my review for today. Everybody, have a great Friday, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
There's that music again. That means that's all for this time, so let me tell you how to get in touch with me if you're so inclined. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com, where they've been since 2004. More general information about me is at Chuck Tomasi. I assume you can spell Chuck, right? But Tomasi is T-O-M-A-S-I, and there you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, books, career notes, and all that stuff. Some shows are recorded in the Binary Studio in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and the rest are recorded on my phone using Boss Jock. I'm sure you can tell the difference just by listening. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for 30 days, about this time each year, August. Thanks to my friend and coworker Craig Stepp for coming up with the idea in 2012. For more information about the Dog Days of Podcasting, head over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I give you a binary high five. 101.